This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Eyre.
I'm right here.
And we've got a couple of guests who are here to talk about the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference.
And my guests today are Jan Mara and Liz White. They are both have been organizing this event for quite some time now, right?
I have definitely. This is my 12th year.
And this is my second year.
That's great. You know, once you get into some of these events, just, you know, you kind of just keep rolling with it, right?
Right. It's great because we're on the different ends of the spectrum a little bit. And Liz has some interesting stories, too, just because she attended as a youth.
Oh.
And now is helping to plan it.
So the first year we had this event, I was in seventh grade.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I've seen it all as a youth and as a young adult and now as a head coordinator. So it's been quite the experience just seeing all these changes throughout the years.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's really awesome to have that perspective. So we'll get into a little bit more detail about that. First of all, talk about what the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference is and tell me when it is, too, if people are just tuning in.
It's a one-day conference on Saturday, February 24th. We begin with registration at 7:30, and we end with the Lord's Day Mass, which begins at 5, and so the conference is over at approximately 6 o'clock that evening.
And where is it at?
It's at Kokomo High School in Kokomo, Indiana, which is about 1 hour north of Indianapolis.
Okay, and talk about, each of you have roles outside of this conference, so talk about a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what your role is at your various parishes. And then we'll talk about how you got involved in planning the conference.
Great. Okay. Again, this is Jan Mara, and I live in Kokomo, and I actually work at St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church, one of the two parishes in Kokomo. And I've worked there for a little over 10 years, and I am responsible for many of the volunteer positions for safe environment, communications within the parish, and many of the programs and maybe different missions that we put on. And so anything that's kind of directly impacts the parish as a whole. And when you work for a church, you go from the corporate world where you have large organizations, and now you go and you are an organization of one.
Yeah. Is that what your background is? Did you do corporate?
Right. I was in marketing and business planning in the corporate world for 25 years.
Wow. So God's really using all of those gifts to facilitate various mission opportunities at
exactly.
the parish level.
Yeah.
That's a huge job that you're doing. Now, Liz, talk about what you do and where you're from.
Yeah. So I'm also from Kokomo. I work at St. Patrick Parish, the second parish in Kokomo. I am the director of family life. I've been there for a year. I graduated from college in winter or December of 2016, and then I got this job right out of high school. College. Yeah, yeah, definitely older than high school. I've been there for a year now. So what I do, I am our social event coordinator mainly. I'm also responsible for our social ministries, our families, our family encounter programs and things like that. So I do a lot more of the social aspect of our parish community, events and things like that. So it's a growing position, but I'm loving it so far.
So now how did both of you, maybe we'll start with Liz, how did you get involved in organizing? I'm sorry, we'll start with Jan. How did you get involved with organizing the conference?
Well, the first year I was involved, which was the first year of the conference, I was actually a volunteer. And obviously the first year, it was like there's so many unknowns about the conference itself. You mm-hmm. can look at the different components that you had to, you know, work, and one of them was registration. Mm-hmm. And they just had this big volunteer call out, and they're like, hey, we're having this conference, and, you know, these are some things we know we need to figure out and make happen. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'll be responsible for registration. So I kind of took that under my wing and kind of figured out a process. We got people in place that we would need, because it's registrations, it's putting packets together, and then it's actually the registration on the day of the conference.
So how do you know the history of how the conference got started? I mean, it's been going for how long now?
I do. It's 12 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Father Ted Dzinski, who was a pastor at the time of both parishes in Kokomo, we went through a period of time that we had, he was a pastor over both, and then we had several assistant associate pastors, or priests, I'm sorry, that worked under him for both parishes. And he just had this vision that he wanted to do something for the families, and knowing that families are made up completely, you know, they're all different.
Sure.
And but we're all God's family, and we're all part of the domestic church in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's bringing that love and to the domestic church, and providing an opportunity for people to go and get fed, spiritually fed.
Mm-hmm.
And so
kind of in a different way than maybe you would at, you know, at a parish or going to mass, you know, just a little bit different, maybe focus in terms of, you know, building up the family.
Sure. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
And Liz, how did, again, talk a bit about how you got involved and.
So obviously I attended when I was a youth.
In seventh grade, right?
In seventh grade. And then I always went when I was, I mean, every year from there on, even in college, I still continued to attend. And
did you go kicking and screaming the first time? Because, you know, I have a seventh grader right now, and sometimes, actually, she's pretty good. It's my a little bit older ones that kind of, they're not sure about it.
Yeah, so definitely was a battle with my parents to get me there, but I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the opportunities that I had for everybody there, mm-hmm. that my whole family got to experience it together. And it was always something I looked forward to coming back, especially when I was a young adult, I think, or when I was I'm still a young adult, but when I was in college, I think that still had a huge impact on me, even though it was, you know, more family oriented, there was still something I got from it as a college student. So when I got hired on at St. Patrick, this became part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who had my job before, this was her responsibility as well. So mm-hmm. So as soon as I got hired on, which was January of 2017,
mm-hmm.
We had our conference in February 2017.
But so that was wild.
You know, it was, but it was
trial by fire, right?
Absolutely. But what a blessing that I've experienced it so many times before that,
yeah,
I was ready. There were a lot of things I had to learn still, and Jan was awesome at catching me up to speed and dealing with me as I was lost and confused. But it was definitely a wonderful experience for that rush last year of learning quickly and getting on board. So,
and if our listeners are just joining us, we're actually talking with Jan Mara and Liz White. They are the organizers of the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference, which is happening in Kokomo, Indiana on Saturday, February 24th. And so if you're just tuning in, that's who we're talking to, and that's what we're talking about. Now, who can actually attend? Who can attend this? I mean, do you have to be from Kokomo, or who can attend?
No, you can be from anywhere. We have had people as far as Missouri. So, yeah, other states, we want anyone and everyone to come. If you're under 18, well, we do allow high school students to attend, but other than that, typically most people are over 18.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of older people that come, single, widows, families, young couples. So it's really for everyone.
And it's unique because we offer something for every age group,
yeah,
which is pretty rare. I mean, you have our kids' corner, which is 3-year-olds through fifth grade, but we also provide babysitting for 1- and 2-year-olds as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our middle school program and our high school program. So, you know, while the parents and the adults are getting fed spiritually, you know, in their conference, the kids are also experiencing their own faith and fun-filled day.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because everyone's getting something, you know, God is reaching them at their level with age-appropriate activities that will really be fun and exciting, right?
And there's many children who they have made friends over the years, and that's the only time they see them is at the conference. And so they look forward to seeing them again the next year.
And that's really neat because, you know, when you go, it's kind of like going on summer camp or something, you know, you get to meet back up with those same people. So let's talk about a little bit about the lineup. You've got quite a lineup in terms of speakers and things that are happening. Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the people that are coming to the conference that people can hear.
Great. Okay. We do have a great lineup of speakers, and it's always like not, you know, trying to have enough time to all of them, for all of them to be able to give the message that they want to give. And so we're really excited about having Dr. Peter Howard here and Chantal, his wife. Chantal is going to be focusing more on the high school program that we have. And Dr. Peter, they just got back from like a year of mission work where they went around and talked with people and presented, and they have five children of their own. So I think just probably the stories that they're going to have to share regarding that, plus the message that they're reaching out to people about families. They know that it's about families and we need to take care of them, and it's not being done really the way that it should be. And he's a avid Fulton Sheen is, you know, a big person for him that he goes back and relies on in terms of just different messages that he had and what he had preached about. And, you know, what he said, you know, the family is really the center of everything.
So is his, does he have a specific topic that he is going to be talking about? Is it how to live out family life, or is it, does he have a specific focus that he wants to get across?
Right, he definitely does. And what he really wants to focus on is family. What is the role of family? And you need to have a mission statement. How do you go about doing this? You can't just go blindly out and lead your family without a mission and a purpose. And so that's kind of the direction that he's going in. And, you know, how do you do it? It's like, not, you have to do it, but how do we do this? And how do we battle the world today in terms of what's not the truth?
You know? And what's taking up all of our time and attention. And just like with any, you know, a business plan or a communications plan, I do strategic communications and planning for clients. And it's interesting, if you don't have a plan, whether it's a workout plan, a business plan, whatever, you're kind of just not really executing anything. And you know what, I can't believe it, but we're already up on a break, so we'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with Kent Blantford, who's co-hosting with me, and our guests, Jan Mara and Liz White, and they are talking about the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference. Let's talk about the theme. We haven't talked about the theme. What is the theme? Go ahead, Liz.
God is for us, from Romans 8:31. So talking about, if God is for us, then who could be against us? So we are inviting everyone to come be part of this, as God is for us. So we want to make God the most important part of our lives.
And I was thinking about, when I read that last night, I was thinking about that song. I won't sing it, but if God's for us, who can be against? It just went through my mind, and I was really excited about that. So I have not been to this conference. Okay, I'm having a confession here. I've heard a lot of great things about it, but what can I expect if I were to come with my family? What can someone expect that's never been there?
I guess the way I look at it is, we have all the great components of our Catholic faith. We begin the conference with a Eucharistic procession. We have an adoration chapel through the day, so we rest Jesus in the adoration chapel after the procession. And then we separate into our particular groups and have talks.
By age, right?
Yes.
Okay.
By age. And the families come back together for lunch. We have a great catered hot lunch, which is all included in the price. And the pricing is amazing when you see what you get for the day. It's quite the bargain. And then after lunch, everyone goes into the auditorium and we have a fun family event.
Ooh, that sounds like a blast.
It is great. Last year we had Father Leo Pedlinghug. He did a cooking competition with the families, and it's a great time. It is a family conference, so we do want families to have an opportunity to have fun together also.
Yeah.
So we pray together and we have fun together as a family, and then we go our separate ways again for the afternoon, and then we come back together for the Lord's Day Mass at 5 o'clock.
So Liz, now talk about some of the more of the lineup and anything that stuck out for you when you've been a participant or now as an organizer.
Yeah, so definitely what stood out to me when I was a youth were the broken down programs for mm-hmm. the youth. But, you know, as I grew up and as I, you know, attended the conference as a college student and as a coordinator of it, I love the speakers. We've had some really incredible speakers that impacted me, even though I'm not married and I don't have kids of my own, right? So, mm-hmm. but still, it impacted me a lot. Someone in particular I'm excited to hear this year is mm-hmm. Our speaker, Robert Rogers. He's from Fort Wayne. So he has a very deep and beautiful story, very compelling, and he's going to share with us. But he now uses his story to impact others and teach us how to live a life of no regrets and live the life that God is calling us to live, and using our story in that way. So I'm excited to have him come along with us. But I love how each of our speakers are focused on different things. So we have Dr. Peter Howard, mm-hmm. Howard talking more about families. And then we have Robert coming in and sharing a compelling and inspirational story of living out our faith. And then we have, you know, our family fun event. And then we also have a priest speaker as well. So we
who's
try
that
to,
tonight?
That is Father Timothy Combs. He actually is at St. Thomas Aquinas at Purdue University. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have him along this year as well. So we try to have, you know, speakers from all places come in and join us. So
and what I like about that story or the speaker that's going to talk about no regrets, what's great about a talk like that is if you have done things that, you know, you're not happy about, or you're in a place that maybe you don't really want to be, you can say, okay, well, God will forgive me, I can forgive myself, I can move on. But if you really have not had anything really bad happen to you, or you don't really have any regrets, you're a younger person, you can think, you know what, I think I'm going to avoid some of those things if mm-hmm. possible. Mm-hmm. Some things are our own doing, but you know, that kind of gives hope for whoever, either I'm going to avoid that, that's how I was when I was a kid, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to avoid that. Or if you've had some bad things happen, or if you made some bad decisions, you can recover and, you know, give it to God and move on and do that, right?
Right, absolutely. Exactly.
Were there any kind of crafts or music type things that you really enjoyed as a kid, you know, or certain games, anything that stuck out for you?
How about the gym activity?
Yeah, so we
I'm sure you guys have like bouncy balls or something fun like that.
Yeah,
I want to hear about that.
I mean, when I was a middle school student, I mean, that's kind of a foggy memory, but mm-hmm. The gym, I do remember the gym time. We always get bounce houses in the gym.
Oh, good.
So that is something that we still do. We have three different types of bounce activities and all sorts of different game equipment set up in the gym as well. So that's for our kids' corner, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, the adults wish they could, but you know how that goes. And we have, well, our middle schoolers as well get to have fun in the gym with that.
That's one of those great things, because you can't expect the kids to come and just sit all day.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You've got to give them something where they're up and moving mm-hmm. and there's some action to it. That's going to keep them wanting to
absolutely.
Come back.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And our goal for Kids Corner and the youth programs in general has been, let them be the focus of this day. We don't want to have the idea that this is just a babysitting program
sure.
while their parents go enjoy the conference all day. Mm-hmm. So we really try to emphasize, you know, what do the kids need? What do they want? You know, how can this just be a fun, faith-filled day for them and not another day in a classroom? So we you know, incorporate that gym time and crafts and, you know, just we have some great volunteers in the Kids Corner, and I always just tell them, you know, have fun, go all out with them, and just make it a fun day. So it's something that they look forward to coming back to.
So what about the youth and young adults? You know, what is there something that that you can think of that comes that they'll be doing that's a little bit different than, you know, maybe they're not doing crafts or bouncy houses, but what's kind of unique for them?
So the middle school youth program is going to be a little bit different this year because we have, well, we have St. Francis Youth Retreat team from Ball State.
Oh, that's nice.
So they're coming to head in, and they're heading up our middle school program, which is new for us.
Okay.
And we're really excited to have them.
So you have experts that deal with that age group that can really relate to them on their level and really engage them in the topics that will be of interest to them and what they're dealing with, you know, whether it's peer pressure or I want to be popular or does God love me or where, who is God, you know?
And they understand that, you know, in middle school, it's still hard to sit all day and they understand that. So their schedule is incredible. I mean, they have, you know, they have their talks, but they have all these interactive activities and games scheduled for them, but also a praise and worship session and time for prayer and confession as well. And so I'm really excited to see the middle school program in action this year.
It's amazing that you have so much packed in. I'm curious about, can you mention adoration? I know when I go to retreats or conferences, sometimes I just like to sneak away and go to adoration by myself. I mean, is it possible to do that?
Oh, definitely. Yes. A lot of people do that. They will take time out and maybe go to confession because we offer confession. They'll go to adoration time. And then each of our classrooms, they go in, they rotate through the adoration chapel. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a priest that talks to the children about this is Jesus and how to properly pay their, you know, their respects as they walk into the room, body language and that type of thing.
And that's great because I'm at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we have an adoration chapel. My kids are used to going there for, you know, when they went to school there, and we go there as a family. But if you've never been there and you don't know, you know, you come in there and you really, you know, genuflect on two knees and bow and all that, you don't really know the quote-unquote etiquette to say hello to Jesus when he's in the adoration chapel. I wave and and I do that too, but, you know, I'm like, hey, Lord, let's hang out and chat. But it's nice that you do that because then they have an opportunity to really feel comfortable knowing that they know what to do when they come in there, and then they can relax and pray, be in the presence of the Lord.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So what about, okay, you said it was a bargain, you know, how do you register, all that?
Go to www.holyfamilyconference.org. And we have family rates, we have couple rates, and single rates. So, like I said, it's a bargain. Go there, register. If you have any questions, there's contact information there for Liz and I. And so,
do you have a lot of repeat families? I mean, you've been doing this for quite a number of years. I mean, do you see the same families, or what's the number?
We have about 80% return rate.
And that's pretty good.
It's very good. And we've learned that word of mouth is excellent. So if you're listening to the show and you've come before, please invite your friends and family to come. And so we must be doing something right. The Holy Spirit is definitely doing something right if we get that kind of a return rate.
And I know in my own experience when I've done retreats or helped put retreats on, you really are impacted by doing something like this. It's not just a job or whatever. So I'm curious how you, both of you, have been personally impacted spiritually in leading and organizing something like this. That maybe a story or just anything in particular that comes to mind.
I know for me, over the years, I've gotten a lot of calls from desperate people who want to attend the conference. Maybe they've had marital problems, they're trying to save their marriage. Their husbands have been out of work for 6 months, they want to come and they can't afford it. And I just feel like I am a tool for God to be able to help these people and to touch them and to find ways to have them come to the conference. And there's just been healing, I know, that has occurred at the conference. And That is just a beautiful thing. And I know at the end of the conference, it's like the Holy Spirit was here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like you said, it's just the fact that we are able to help make this happen for people and for families. That's the beautiful thing.
And what's it been like for you, Liz?
You know, since I've experienced different perspectives of it, definitely I can remember back in 2015 when I was just 21 years old, and I was really going through some things, you know, and just being there, you know, is exactly what I needed. So definitely experiencing firsthand what that did for me, those speakers and just being there, what it did to bring the things that God was trying to bring to me at that time. So that to share that experience right now, like, you know, I experienced that impact from just being 21 years old in that auditorium. But then switching perspectives as a coordinator of it, mm-hmm. Last year it was honestly, it was overwhelming at first. Of course, you know, just being hired on, mm-hmm. Hired on in January. The conference was in February. Overwhelmed, but exciting at the same time. And I just remember thinking, like, the Holy Spirit is guiding us. Everything just kept falling into place. And it was, you know, stressful. And there was a rush at the same time. And just at the end of the day, being so blown away at the beautiful families that were there and the Holy Spirit and how he was guiding us all day, and the children especially just really got me, just what they were experiencing that day. And I can tell you right now that I know some kids who were there that don't get that experience at home, mm-hmm. and just to see that and to know what they were being filled with was quite the impact on me as a coordinator last year.
Well, when the Holy Spirit's involved, you just never know what's going to happen. It's usually very, very good.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. We're already out of time. If you would give that email again or that web page, and then people can register.
HolyFamilyConference.org.
Very good. Jan Mara and Liz White, thanks so much for being our guests on Faith in Action. God bless.
Thank you so much.
We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
See you there.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.